Number 18A.
Now we come to the third side of the holy city, Christianity. And just as we tried to get the feel of the Christ, and not just the knowledge of the letter, also in Christianity we want to see if we can establish a kind of a feel of what Christianity implies, so that compared with the Word and with the Christ, you really feel that it is a completely different category, a completely different viewpoint that we take on being. Therefore, what we want to do first is to define, so to say, to ourselves the focal point of Christianity. Just as we said in the Christ, what is the Christ, what is meant by the Christ idea, so we use also the term Christianity, perhaps rather in a loose way, not really knowing what we mean by it. And therefore, we will try first to define Christianity through some characteristic ideas or viewpoints on Christianity before we go into the Christianity order. Now, how could you define Christianity? Through what kind of characteristic concepts, Christianity? You say it's the realm of ideas, for instance. Yes. So you would say that here now the focal point shifts from God, the Word, which has an expression, it expresses itself as a Christ, and then the outcome of it is a realm of ideas. Yes. So the focal point would be at the point of Christianity, at the point of ideas. Yes, so we'll come back to that. What other concept would characterize Christianity? Universe, yes. So the moment we consider again in the focal point the universe, including man, that's at the point of Christianity, yes. What else could we define Christianity?
Practical use of the Christ.
It's a practical use and application of the Christ. That's from the human standpoint, yes. That we have at the point of using the ideas, yes. That's a good one.
Perfection.
What else could you say from an absolute standpoint or so, yes?
Reflection.
You could call it reflection, because again, reflection is, so to say, at the point of idea. God itself is not reflection. The Christ is not the reflection. The Christ is the outpouring of God and comes to the point of reflection. So we have again another term, reflection. It's a all-embracing sense that again would substantiate what has been said before. It's a realm of ideas. It was said that it is universe, the universe of ideas, including men. It's all-embracing. Yes?
Proliferation of ideas.
Proliferation of ideas. Yes? It is the demonstration, you could also call that way, that the outcome is the demonstration.
The outcome.
The outcome, I said it. I gave it away. It's the outcome. Christianity is the outcome. That's one of the perhaps easiest symbol to keep in mind in order that we can orientate ourselves always what is Christianity, that you have at the beginning, you have the cause, the Word, which Mrs. Eddy said, the first side of the Holy City is the Word of God and the Christ, and then Christianity, which is the outcome of the Christ idea in Christian history. So she defines Christianity as the outcome of the Christ, and the Christ naturally as the idea of the Word. She goes backward in the order from Christianity to Christ to the Word. We should really get a good sense of that. I think always, whenever we think about outcome, or what could we also call the outcome, we have other terms for the outcome.
Result.
Result. Yes.
Should I take it back?
Yeah. Outcome, result, effect. Huh? Effect. That's a good term also, because effect at once rings the bell and says it's not cause. What is cause? What would be cause? The word, huh? The word is the cause, and the cause has a Christ as an expression, and the effect is Christianity. How else could it call the effect, the outcome, application? That would be more in line with what Bill said, that the utilization of ideas, yes, that from the human point of view.
How about a sense of benevolence and beneficence? Because that's going to end up, this I'm getting from what Mrs. Eddy said before,
That's the fourth side, huh?
Yeah.
We're not quite there yet. We are a bit slow, you know. We are still on the third side. Yes. Again, what would he have as another term, as outcome, as effect, as... No. That's the word, huh? Yeah. You have...
This is quite correct, then, that Max, when we speak of the outcome of the Christ.
Yeah. Well, you can say the outcome of the Christ, but we know that the Christ is not the cause, huh? That the Word is the cause of the Christ. So the Christ is the intermediary, huh? It's always the mediator. Christ is always the mediator between the Word and Christianity. Huh?
Express Christianity without the Christ.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's why it is a logical sequence. Hmm? Yeah, you also could come back to the outcome, to the effect, to the result, the output. Huh? And today, much more, we would say it's the output, because the word is the input. We had that in the first day when we did those sequences. So let's be clear about the place value of Christianity. I may take it very slowly and repeat it, because especially for those who will be with me next week when we do a recapitulation, and recapitulation will have always to do with Word, Christ, Christianity, and science, but mostly with Word, Christ, Christianity, and we will have to have a good feel about what is the standpoint of the Word, what is the standpoint of the Christ, what is the standpoint of Christianity, or we may not get the order there. We will not see the structure there if we are not clear about the place values. So in a way, you see, I think you should always see, perhaps even visually, huh, that Christianity is the outcome, huh, namely. Always see those three points first. Word, the statement of the word. That word has an expression, the Christ. And what comes out of the Christ is Christianity. And what comes out of it is the output, is the effect, is the result, is the demonstration, is the realm of ideas, is the universe of ideas, is the reflection of ideas of God. Huh? And so we get a clear sense of the focal point, we also could say, of Christianity. So get the feel of that. Huh? So at the moment we are looking at ideas. Now let's take up, you said it's the realm of ideas, you see. All right, we can see that very easily, because through the Christ translation we have seen that God, the Word of God, constantly translates itself to the point of idea in mind, the manifestation of idea. Now, when we take the manifestation of idea and see that the Christ constantly translates the divine principle to the point of idea, and if we know that that principle never repeats itself, that from the infinite one comes one principle, and it's infinite idea. We see that this Christ translation just shows the how of translating principle to idea, but it constantly translates itself. Therefore, it always brings as output, as outcome, ideas. So the moment we say, now I'm interested in these ideas, and no more how they were brought to manifestation, but what are they now? What do these ideas mean? What do these ideas do? What is the value of their idea? What is the quality of their idea? Idea, 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 idea. You see, that's the focal point of Christianity. So focal point of the word would always be God, through the seventh synonymous term, and Christianity would always be the ideas that are manifested through the Christ, and therefore are a realm of ideas. The moment you said, I don't know, yes, I think you said a realm of ideas, and then the universe of ideas, including men, we have a realm, so Christianity always gives us a sense of spiritual space, always a sense of spiritual space, because it's a realm. It's a realm sense, a divine space sense. It is always at the point of the creation, not creating. It is not the Word as the creator. It is not the Christ that creates, but it is what has been created, the creation, the outcome. That's again Christianity. So you have another term. The moment we speak about the creation, meaning not the activity of creating, but the outcome of that activity as a creation, as a realm, as a universe of ideas, we have Christianity. So when we speak about men, do we speak about the Word? No. If we speak about men, do we speak about the Christ? No. But do we speak about Christianity? Yes. So these are guiding lines for us to ingrain, so to say, in our consciousness, a certain kind of a structure that reacts at once when we talk about the outcome, the creation, the realm of ideas, that it says, oh, that's Christianity. That's the universe which we contemplate. It is therefore also what you said, reflection. Because a reflection, pictorially shown, is always outside that which is reflected. It's always the outcome of the original that is being reflected. So we have a great sense that Christianity is the reflection of God. It's not God, but it's the reflection of God. If you have reflection, somebody said it is demonstration. Demonstration is nothing else but reflection on a lower level, and reflection is translated to the level of Christian Science, and it shows itself as demonstration. So reflection and demonstration is one and the same thing, namely Christianity, but on different levels. On an absolute sense, the universe of ideas is a reflection of God, ideas reflecting ideas. On the level of Christian Science, it is demonstration. So the great point always is, and this is interesting to see, that if we want to have demonstration, we really first must have reflection. Only when we understand really the reflection of God as a universe of ideas, only then do these ideas begin to operate in the human as demonstration. Would we have something else that we could bring out about Christianity? I think we covered more or less the... Do you have one more?
Multiplication.
Or multiplication, yes. We could also see that reflection actually is multiplication, because the ideas can reflect themselves infinitely, and so the ideas seem to show forth the sense of multiplication. Yes.
Man's relationship to man.
That's another kind of reflection. It's a specific kind. It's instead of just saying ideas reflecting ideas, you can also say the idea man reflecting the other idea man. That this gives the brotherhood of man. Yes? Do you want to say something? Being, well, we think that that is much more science, huh? The last column. Yes?
Unification?
It's a kind of unification. That's just a variation of reflection, yes. Each idea reflecting other ideas, naturally a kind of unification. Yeah. I think more or less we have it. And, yeah, good. From this point, if we keep that in mind, we really can perhaps go to the Christianity order. Or perhaps we could also ask ourselves what is the counterfeit of Christianity, because that helps us usually quite a bit, because we are well acquainted with the Christianity. What is Christianity in a wrong sense? I don't want to say in a negative sense, but let's say in a wrong sense when we speak about Christianity. How does Mrs. Eddy associate false sense of Christianity with what? Absolutely, huh? With creeds, with system of ceremonies, with sects and society. Yes, yes. All that goes with it. Persecution, indignities. Yeah. In a other way, positive, also Christianity has a lot to do with demonstration, therefore with healing. Healing is the outcome of the Christ idea. We have the chapter on practice in the Christianity chapters. It's healing. Yes. She says healing gives Christianity divine force, or Christianity is the basis of true healing. So the word is not healing. The word is not healing. The Christ is not healing either. The Christ is the means of healing. It's the method of healing. But the healing that takes place, so to say, is the outcome again, and that is at the point of Christianity. How else could we perhaps define Christianity? We just gather together all the bits and pieces to get some kind of a sense. She speaks about an element of Christianity is that man is equipped by God. That's an interesting statement, something that is actually helping us to understand then the Christianity order, which we have to see. You see, when we have that flow from word, outcome, Christ, word, expression through Christ, outcome and result and output, Christianity, naturally this is a illustration that is fundamentally wrong, but is a help as a symbol for us to understand things. In being itself, there is no word, there is no Christ, there is no Christianity, there is no science in being itself. That's why on the level of science itself, you don't have the four. You don't have the word, the Christ, Christianity, and science. We only have word, Christ, Christianity, and science for us to get some order into our understanding. But being itself doesn't say I have a Christianity. Being itself doesn't say I am science. Being is doesn't need a science to be what it is. A science is always a means for understanding. It's always an ordering method so that we can understand something which is. Just as we look up to the celestial heaven and see the order in the sky, the laws, say Kepler's laws in those stars, the planets around the sun, they have a terrific sense of a scientific law there, but those stars have no law. We interpret what is there, what is, through a science. And in order to be able to grasp what's going on in that realm, which is not science itself, which is being, capital B, in order to grasp that, we must find some kind of an ordered presentation of a thing so that our limited understanding, human understanding, somehow can get hold of it. So that we must bear in mind, you see, that the whole system that we show in Christian Science is unknown to being, capital B, itself. It is a method, a help for us to understand that being. That's why, in a way, you see, the mystics are right. It's always interesting that in some way the mystics are right. It's only the method that seems not to be right, because they also see that the final state in which we should to which we should come is that nirvana. It is that point where everything just is. Now, Christian Science is the very opposite of mystics in regard to the method, not in regard to the aim, so to say. Because in Christian Science we also want to find the way to that state of science itself, to that state of being, where we just have the consciousness of being. And that does not need any more a science. But to get there, we take the way of science, with orders, with system, with calculations, with matrices, with structure, and I don't know what, everything that has to do with ordering our consciousness. Just as, how shall I say that? That's now difficult to express. I mean, before the time there was arithmetic, still that which is the subject of arithmetic already existed, but we couldn't get hold of it. We didn't know how to multiply 275 by 2567, but that already existed. So we all only put, so to say, a grid of science over that which anyway is, in order that we can master the subject. In order to master the subject from our point of view, we need that science. That's what Mrs. Eddy meant when he said, then we can master the infinite idea. So in order to master the infinite idea, for us, we need science. Yes. So, how did we arrive at that point now?
Are you talking about being equipped?
Yes. Man being equipped with God. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no competition.
Yes, there's no competition in Christianity. Quite right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There was another point why I took up that question of science. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, we know that somehow we have to order our thoughts and find a way of ordering and categorizing so that little by little we can really, that we have a transparent view of the subject of being. Yeah. Beg your pardon? Yeah. If we come to the Christianity order, let's start with the Christianity order. Oh,